For many of us who work, this time of year is a countdown until much-needed holidays over Christmas and the New Year. But a large number of people will push through with no break from work, not even on Christmas Day. Well, now a new legal ruling has enforced the concept that employers must request, not require, staff to work on public holidays. The federal court recently ordered BHP to pay almost $100,000, including more than $80,000 in compensation, to 85 Queensland miners who worked Christmas and Boxing Day in 2019 with no extra pay. So what are the attitudes and trends when it comes to Aussies working over Christmas and other major public holidays? I'd love to hear from you if you work on Christmas Day. Do you feel pressure to work over Christmas, or are you happy to work on a public holiday? And with me is Andrew Stewart, a Professor of Work and Regulation at the Queensland University of Technology, and Sarah McCann-Bartlett, who's the CEO and Managing Director of the Australian HR Institute. Andrew, I might start with you. Can we get some numbers on how many Aussies work typically on Christmas Day?
Well, we don't actually have specific data about that, but it's clearly very common because there are a lot of businesses, a lot of organisations these days which either have to operate on public holidays or which choose to run production systems that run right through those holidays. So we know, for instance, that obviously the emergency services are going to be operating, but increasingly we've got retailers open even on Christmas Day. We've got mines, that was the case in the in this recent decision that you mentioned, that are running 24/7 production systems where it's actually going to cost them a lot of money to shut down all of their machinery and operations. So there's a huge amount of pressure there, an increasing pressure perhaps compared to, you know, earlier times, to make yourself available on these days. And that's why we're just starting to see some disputes arising about that.
And one of them is this federal court ruling. What can you tell me about that case?
All right, so this involved one of BHP mines. And the system they had was, okay, the mine was operating right through the holiday period. They needed workers. And when you signed on for working at this particular mine, it was included in your contract that you were going to be paid a higher amount of money that would cover compensation. So it would effectively include penalty rates for public holidays. But the deal was you were agreeing that you might, not definitely, but you might be rostered to work on Christmas Day or other public holidays. And what happened in this case was that the Mining and Energy Union objected to that practice and said, that's not the law. The law isn't that if you agree in your contract, you can be required to work on public holidays. The law is that your employer can ask you if you want to work on a public holiday, and you can then say no, either if it's unreasonable to be asked, which might be because the employer doesn't legitimately need labour on that day, or, and this is really the crux of this particular case, that it's unreasonable because of your personal circumstances. So what we saw in this case was a number of workers compensated in varying amounts for, not for losing pay, because they were being paid enough to cover BHP's liabilities, financial liabilities, but they weren't being given the chance to choose not to work on public on Christmas Day, and that meant not being able to be with their family. And one of the cases, there was a mother with no family support, single mother, no family support, had to pay $500 to somebody to look after her kids on Christmas Day. And so she got compensation for that amount that she had to pay, but also, as did all these other workers, get compensation for the non-financial loss that they suffered by being deprived of the chance to at least choose not to work on a public holiday.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful story. I'm trying to even think where I would find a babysitter on Christmas Day. What are the wider implications for Australian workers who don't work for BHP?
Well, in most cases, if you're rostered to work on a public holiday and you agree to, your pay is going to go up by a significant amount, because usually public holiday work for anyone who's covered by an award or many, many enterprise agreements, usually, certainly if you're being paid by the hour, so you're not a professional salaried worker, then you're going to get 2.5 times even higher than your normal rate of pay. And a lot of employers rely on that enticement to find the workers they need. And that's clearly still going to happen. I mean, there are many, many workers, certainly in my experience, who are perfectly happy to put their hands up and work on a on a public holiday if it means they're going to get that pay bump. But what this case does, and it's really significant, is to remind employers that you can't just take that system for granted and say, well, we put out a roster and you didn't object to it, or we told you before you were employed that you might have to work public holidays. There has to be a process of negotiation for every public holiday where the worker has the right to bring up their own personal circumstances and choose not to work.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor with Professor Andrew Stewart from QUT, talking about working public holidays, a recent court case that found that BHP had to pay compensation to people who were rostered on Christmas Day, even though their contracts already kind of compensated them for it. And that's the nuance here that I want to get into. I want to know if you're a public holiday chooser. Do you like working on public holidays? Tell me why. James says, I worked in regional commercial radio. It wasn't required, but a group of us who called ourselves the orphans, who had no family locally, would volunteer to work important public holidays. And Greg says, when I was working, I used to love working over holidays, such peace and quiet. And very occasionally, a fellow colleague and some very good conversations over a cuppa. Well, Sarah McCann-Bartlett, you're with the Australian HR Institute. Talk to me about how companies ensure fairness when it comes to choosing who works public holidays.
The first thing I will say, Tegan, is that this is a sign that employers need to be really organised. So they should be thinking about these issues, not at the last minute, and to decide, actually, as a business, do we need to operate on a public holiday? Is that operation at full capacity, or is it at part capacity? Because the first question that this case asked was, is it actually reasonable that we're asking people to work on a major public holiday? There is this reminder piece as well, letting employees know early and actively that the business or the service is going to be operating on that public day, on that public holiday, to give them time to make a decision, make arrangements, alternative arrangements, perhaps as the example from one of your listeners was, get a group of like-minded people together to all say, yes, we'd love to work on this day. Perhaps consulting with employees about the problems, you know, we need to about try and balance this, and perhaps making some concessions. You know, on Christmas Day, my local seafood shop is open, but only for half a day. Mm. So you've got employees being able to go home in the afternoon and be with their families in the afternoon. But it is really important, as you've suggested, Tegan, that the process is fair and transparent. So first of all, you'd be asking for volunteers, who wants to be rostered on, explain why it's important for your customers and clients, making sure employees have all the information that they need. Andrew's already said there are penalty rates in place, and let staff know, remind them that there are these benefits to working on public holidays sometimes. And if you have consulted with employees, explain any changes to normal ways of working. But also, you then, if you are wanting to roster people on because you haven't had enough volunteers, you need to make sure that, A, you're transparent, you're communicating, you're fair, and that you're applying that reasonableness test.
Do you think that the fact that more organisations are open on public holidays now indicates that there's a cultural shift into how, like, sacred these days are for us culturally, Sarah?
Yes, I think that it reflects the expectations of broader society and customers. I know that people get upset if there aren't certain services available to them on a public holiday, whereas 20 years ago it was expected that they weren't available to you on a public holiday. So it reflects expectations of society. We are also a changing society, so we're much more multicultural, and you can see that there has been a shift because we're having a lot of discussions at the moment around employees being able to swap out public holidays. So actually, please could I work on this public holiday and take off another day that is a normal working day, but it's important culturally for me and my family or me and my friends. And we're seeing that. It's a little bit stymied at the moment by some of the awards system and perhaps some enterprise agreements, but those things will be worked through over time.
Andrew, you mentioned before in the case of BHP that they were sort of being compensated for the amount of inconvenience that they suffered because they were rostered onto at Christmas. And you gave the example of the woman who had to pay $500 to get a babysitter on Christmas Day, which is terrible. But does that maybe indicate that people who have kids, like, deserve a place higher up in the queue when it comes to not working public holidays? Like, how is that fair?
But that's, in fact, the way a number of employment rights work, that you have the right to bring your personal circumstances into account. So it's the same with being asked to work overtime. You know, you can generally refuse to work overtime hours, which other people, other employees might be more than happy to work, again, often to get extra pay, because your personal circumstances mean that you've got reasons not to work it. So the case is important in emphasising that. Where I do think that we get some of the inconsistencies is not so much in relation to personal circumstances, because those can affect any worker in varying degrees, but it's some of the factors that Sarah mentioned around what is a public holiday and what isn't. You know, we have the way our systems work, we've got certain days which are considered nationally sacrosanct: Christmas, Boxing Day, Anzac Day, Good Friday, Easter Monday, New Year's Day. Now, a lot of those have got some religious or cultural significance, and yet there are increasingly a large number of Australians who have days which are really, really significant to them, and that's not formally recognised. We've also got the strange position too that the states and territories can choose to set as many public holidays as they like, and we have different numbers across the country, and also some sort of slightly peculiar ones like Grand Final Eve in Victoria, for example, which I guess you could say is a matter of cultural significance to a lot of people in Victoria, but still. South Australia has two half-day public holidays for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So if you end up working late on Christmas Eve or late on New Year's Eve, and New Year's Eve in particular obviously is a huge time in the hospitality industry, you have the right not to work that, or alternative, you do, the right to get paid extra. And why isn't that the case everywhere else in the country as well? So we've got these little inconsistencies around. In Queensland, Exhibition Day, Echo Day, is for people in Brisbane, but not people in the regions. They, on the other hand, get show days at other times. So the public holiday system is one that we've had in place for quite a while. Maybe it does need to be modernised and rethought. Certainly, employers have to navigate some really important obligations around it.
Andrew, Martin in Brisbane has texted in asking for some advice, basically saying, when I was working, I frequently worked public holidays as part of the roster, and I thought I had no choice in the matter. Can I seek compensation retrospectively? What's the statute of limitations here?
Generally speaking, if you've been denied your employment rights, it's usually the last 6 years that can be brought into account. Obviously, don't want to give any specific advice to this in this particular situation, but the general rule would be that if your employer rostered you on and gave you absolutely no chance, there was no choice, there was no indication that you had any ability to say no, then certainly under the terms of the BHP ruling, which there was an attempt to appeal this to the High Court. High Court rejected it, so it's definitely good law. Then your employer is in the wrong. But if your employer puts out a roster with something in it that says, here's what we're asking you to do, or if you've got any problems, we're happy to speak to you, then that's probably going to be okay. So it's the difference between being rostered with an indication that it doesn't have to be the way things are, which should be okay, and being rostered with the impression that you have no opportunity to negotiate, which is definitely not okay.
Well, hopefully this has empowered you to have a really close look at your Christmas roster when it comes up in the next week or two and know what your rights are. Sarah and Andrew, thank you both so much for joining me. Sarah McCann-Bartlett is Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director at the Australian HR Institute, and Andrew Stewart's a Professor of Work and Regulation at the Queensland University of Technology.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.